Hi there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Hooray for the book of Psalms. We're making our way through, and we have now transitioned to Psalm 19 in the New International Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. This is a psalm of David, by the way. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, but they use no words. No sound is heard from them, yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, than the honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I often quote verse 14 of Psalm 19 right before I speak. And that's the last thing I just read. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And that's my prayer today for all of us, that our words that come from our mouths and the things that we think about today would make you smile. Lord, you are Lord, meaning you are the one who we bow to and we obey. You are our rock, meaning everything else is shifting sand, but we stand upon you. And you are our Redeemer. You are the one who has redeemed our lives from the pit. You have rescued us from sin and the shame attached to it. And you have set our feet in a new place and given us a new way to travel. And we just thank you for all of that today. I thank you for this Psalm of David. I thank you that when we are discouraged or fearful or stressed or whatever, we can look up at the sky, and I'm looking up at it right now, and just see the beauty that you have created. We can listen to your voice through the sky because you are the creator of everything that we see. And sometimes, Lord, I just need to go lay on the ground and look up to remind myself of where I am in this universe and that you are big and you are God and I am not. Lord, help us to take a little bit of a nature break today. To do as the Japanese call forest bathing, to go forest bathing outside to experience your pleasure and to experience your creation and to be quiet and to let go of all the social media mess and just to hear your voice. We thank you for creating the sun. We thank you for its warmth. We thank you for every day we can count on the fact that it rises. And Lord, as I continue to pray through this psalm, I love these beautiful poetic phraseologies that just keep repeating and repeating and repeating. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. This is such a beautiful repetition that you have shown us, just to remind us that your words, your precepts, your statutes, your law, your commands, your decrees are precious to us. They are something that we can hook onto in the midst of an unmoored world. And Lord, I know that there's so many of us, we'd like to create truth in our own image. We'd like to make things very palatable, but the truth is your truth stands the test of time. And it may make us unpopular, and that's okay, but it's something that we can actually build our lives upon. Lord, your word will give joy to our hearts. So I pray that for my listener today, that they would have joy today. I pray you would give light to their eyes. I pray that you would make wise the simple where they're struggling to find wisdom. I pray that you would refresh the soul of every person listening here today. Lord, I pray that you would help them to see your words as better than gold, sweeter than honey. Lord, warn them through the power of your word. Help them to fall in love with your Bible today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, there's one way that you can do that. You can either, well, there's actually two ways. Two ways is, the first is you can advertise on Pray Every Day, and you can send an email to Kristen, my assistant, at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you set up. Or you can sponsor the podcast monthly on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting every month that I painted. And at the $25 level, you'll receive a free secret podcast of what God has been teaching me that month. And then higher up at the $100 level, I add you to my personal prayer team. So thanks so much to all of you who are sponsoring the podcast in that way. I'm really humbled, and I really don't know how to say thank you, because I'm overwhelmed by your generosity and your kindness. So thank you, thank you, thank you all who support this podcast.